Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I thank the Lord for the wonderful privilege that we have together by the radio and study God's precious Word. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Acts, chapter number 14, and continuing our study on missions in action as we look at the mission program of the church at Antioch, which begins here in chapter number 13. On yesterday, we studied the personnel of missions, and we found out that God calls missionaries. And I said to you, two things are in the text. Number one, He calls them out of the church. Number two, He calls them to a country or to a culture, to a people whom God chooses Him to minister to. And again, I want to emphasize, only the Lord can say who goes as a missionary and where they go. And then we saw second, after that the Lord calls them, the church commissions them. We saw where they were sent out by the local church. They were supported by local churches, and they are to be subject under the authority of that local church. Now we turn in our Bible today to chapter number 14, and from verse number 21 down through verse number 28, we're going to study the program of missions. And in this study, we're going to see how that God lays out for us here His plan for the work of missions as the missionary goes to the field of service. Now listen to me carefully. I am aware of the fact that there are different cultures and there are many different circumstances under which the missionary labors. And you cannot just lay down a single pattern for everyone. And you cannot really tell a missionary on a foreign field how he is to labor and do the work there in the particular details of the ministry. But God gives us the guidelines here for the missionary in what I'm calling the program of the missionary. I want you to notice in the book of Acts, chapter number 14 and verse number 21, and as I go through these verses, I'm going to point out 10 things that God mentions here in the program of missions. The Bible said, first of all, in verse 21, and when they had preached the gospel to that city. I want to stop there and say to you that the first and foremost job of the missionary is preaching the gospel. In the Great Commission, our Lord commanded us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. There may be other things that the missionary involves himself in, but I want to say to you that preaching the gospel is the first and foremost responsibility of the missionary. Nothing else is to supersede his preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's read on. Again, I'm reading verse number 21. The Bible said, and when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many. The second part of our study on the program of missions, not only the missionary is to preach the gospel, but then he is to teach. The Bible said, and had taught many. So after the missionary preaches, and as he preaches, and by the way, let me say this, these two are closely related, but there is a difference. Teaching deals with the intellect, but preaching lays a demand on the will. I believe all good preaching will contain an element of teaching. And all good teaching will contain an element of preaching. But the missionary must do more than just preach. He must teach them. You see, teaching brings stability and strength. Preaching brings separation and service. So he preaches the gospel to them. Then after they're saved, then he must disciple them through the means of teaching them the principles of the Word of God. Then I want you to notice again, the Bible said in verse number 22, confirming the souls of the disciples. So the third part of the ministry, not only there is preaching and there is teaching, but thirdly, there is the confirming of the souls of the disciples. Now, I want to say to you, this is not a religious ritual that some would call confirmation. No, my friend, this is a job that is done through much preaching and teaching of the Word of God. You go to the Strong's Concordance and study the word that's used here for confirming. It means to establish, to strengthen more, to render firm, or to confirm. The disciples must strengthen the faith of the young Christian by the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. So, first of all, there's preaching. Second, there is teaching. Thirdly, there is confirming. Then notice again in verse number 22, the Bible said, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. The fourth one is exhorting them to continue in the faith. The word translated exhort here means to speak to admonish, to console, to encourage, to strengthen by consolation, to comfort, to encourage, to instruct, to teach. All of those are included in this word. And this is a definite ministry of the missionary. He must fulfill it in the life of this new church and converts, or many will go back to their former religions that they were in before they were saved by the marvelous grace of God. Again, the word exhorting here is included in the teaching of the Great Commission. When our Lord said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And the church will never become a strong indigenous church until that church has been exhorted and taught to continue in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I want you to notice the fifth thing found down in verse number 23. The Bible said, and when they had ordained them elders in every church. Here we have number five, and that is the ordaining of elders. Here again is a very important part of the work of a missionary. Every missionary should go to the field of labor to preach the Word of God and to start a church with the thought that God would save some young man and call that man to preach and become the pastor of that work. Now, it's not the missionary's job to call men to preach. It's not the missionary's job to select who's going to be the pastor. That's God's responsibility. The missionary's job is to pray, to preach the Word of God, to prepare the heart of the people with a burden for the work. It's God's responsibility to call a young man to preach, and it becomes a church and the missionary's responsibility to ordain those young men to assume the role of leadership in that local church. So there you have number five, ordaining of elders. Then number six we find in verse number 23, where the Bible said, when they had ordained them elders in every city and had prayed with fasting. Notice that there is not only just the ordaining them, but I see when I look at this matter of praying and fasting, after the missionary has ordained the elders or the preachers, he must spend some time with them, time in prayer and fasting with the newly ordained preachers. This will do much to establish the new preacher in the grace of God and in the work of our God. In plain language, that young preacher needs to have some on-the-job training with an experienced missionary before he's turned loose to do the job of pastoring that new church. And then number 7, we find again in verse number 23, the Bible said, when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, number 7, the Bible said, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believe. Here we see the 7th aspect of the program of missions is commending them to the Lord. Now, what does that mean, preacher? Well, in one sense, it means this. The job of a missionary basically is to work himself out of a job. He is to go to a place and begin preaching the word of God, see people saved by the grace of God, and then see a church born and organized. That is to see a preacher ordained and take over that church. And when that church has become strong enough to operate sufficiently without him, then he must separate himself from them and commend that church to the Lord. You do not just commend it over to the new pastor, but you commend both the young preacher and the young church to the Lord. And you turn that church loose and let it become a self-governed, self-supporting church that functions as an individual church to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in verse number 24, down to verse number 26, we see the 8th thing. That is, after they have turned that church over to the national pastor, we see they're returning. They come back home to their sending church and meet back with them. But not only there's their returning, but there is their reporting. The Bible said in verse number 27, and when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. So number 9 is that he reports to his sending church what God has done. We still practice this today. A missionary will raise his support and then go to the field. When he gets the work done there and he comes home on a furlough, then he returns and visits his supporting churches and reports to them what God has done. I know there are some that say we place too much emphasis on the local church part in the mission work, but I want to assure you that God has placed great emphasis on the work of the church, and we must not do anything less than doing what God instructed in the work of God. We send them out to build churches. They're sent out by the church. They return to that local church. So number 10, we see in verse number 28, the Bible said, and there they abode long time with the disciples. I call that resting. Now, I've gone through these rather fast, but there are 10 simple steps here in the program of the missionary that God lays down here. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry, and I need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for the radio ministry and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of this radio work? Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.